You're listening to SBS News.
Born in England and raised in a small village in Tasmania's north, Peter Gutwin worked in financial services and as an hotelier before turning his hand to state politics. First elected to Parliament in 2002 in the northern Tasmanian seat of Bass, the 55-year-old has presided over the Treasury portfolio for the past 6 years. Now he's become Tasmania's 46th Premier, replacing Will Hodgman, who stood down last week after 6 years in the role, citing a desire to spend more time with family. With the only other contender, Senior Minister Michael Ferguson, dropping out just 20 minutes before a leadership vote was due to take place, Mr. Gutwin was elected unopposed.
I come from humble circumstances. I'm the son of immigrants who came to this country 50 years ago on the promise of a better life. Through hard work, my parents built a life for themselves, and they worked night and day so that their children could have a better life than they.
A moderate Liberal, Peter Gutwin broke ranks early in his political career, calling for an end to clear felling in old growth forests. A year later, he crossed the floor of Parliament to support a Greens bill to set up a commission of inquiry into child abuse. It's that courage of conviction that Greens leader Cassie O'Connor is hoping he'll carry into his premiership.
We need to see a new Peter Gutwin as Premier. Less of the brawler that we see in Parliament, more of the statesman.
Mr. Gutwin says while his plans to lead Tasmania won't differ greatly from Will Hodgman's, he acknowledges more needs to be done to address the state's housing and health crises. He says his vision for the state is one where Tasmanians have every opportunity for a better life, no matter their circumstances.
Demand in health remains at elevated levels, and we need to do more. Demand for housing hasn't abated, and we need to do more. A rapidly changing climate is now the new normal, and we must learn from the recent lessons of the mainland bushfires, and once again, we must do more. So I understand very clearly that not every Tasmanian is reaping the benefits of our stronger economy, and that not every Tasmanian is able to grasp the opportunities that present.
Deputy Premier Jeremy Rockliffe says Mr. Gutwin's perfect for the job.
He is a driven and motivated person to make a positive difference. And he also has a very big heart. And one of the core values that Peter has outlined is a compassion and a compassionate government, which is very close to my heart as well.
But Labor leader Rebecca White says with a budget that's spiralling into $1 billion of net debt and $450 million in budget cuts yet to come, Mr. Gutwin's record as Treasurer leaves a lot to be desired.
Now apparently as the Premier, he's going to find compassion. Tell that to the thousands of people waiting for healthcare or waiting for affordable housing.
As to whether he'll retain the Treasury portfolio, Mr. Gutwin says it's not without precedent.
I think Lara Giddings did, Paul Lennon did, from memory Tony Rundle did as well. But it's something that I will talk through with my colleagues this week. And obviously, you know, I have an affection for the Treasury portfolio. I've held it for a number of years and understand it well. But obviously I now have a different role and different responsibilities.
His new cabinet will be announced later this week. Amy Hall, SBS News.